Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Today's episode is inspired by an image that I painted of royal blue flowers. It's one of my favorite floral patterns that I've ever created, and I even went as far as to turning it into a pillow that now exists in my house. And I will also include the link in the show notes if you'd like to see both the painting and the pillow. And oftentimes when I'm painting, I'll look up flowers for reference. But for this particular piece, I just relied on my imagination. What I love about this painting is that I don't know if this flower actually exists in nature. But because it exists in my imagination, I was able to bring it to life anyways. If there's anything that making art has taught me, it is the power of imagination and how imagination can broaden our minds and help us see unexpected beauty in the mundane. There's no way to zoom out on our lives. We can't rise above the clouds to get a bird's eye view of everything that has happened or will happen. There's no way to look down on the maze of our various journeys to get a full picture of where we are in relation to everything else. But this is also true. Imagination teaches us that it's okay if we don't know how everything will play out. Imagination allows us to envision what our lives can be, even if we don't know for certain what they will be. When we allow our fear to detach us from the present moment, we miss out on so many of life's most beautiful details. The shimmering sunlight in the morning, how it feels to hold our loved ones close. We miss out on ourselves too, on the feeling of recognizing our growth. When we worry so much about what might happen, our imagination suffers. We miss out on the chance to imagine what could be. Imagination brings us back into the present moment, where we can take action towards the work that needs to be done right here. And when I say work to be done, I don't just mean the dishes in the sink or the bills that need to be paid. What I'm really getting at is the work that needs to be done on the inside, the internal work that requires us to ask ourselves this: when was the last time I allowed my heart to soften over the smallest moment of beauty? When was the last time I allowed my body to erupt in full laughter? When was the last time I exhaled, "I love you, I love this, I love this space, I love where I am, and I'm grateful for the love that I've known in this life"? Take a moment to consider this. Right here, right now, what is beautiful in your life? What is right? What is good? Imagine what remains true after all of the change. Remember, the work that is happening right in front of you, right within you, is something that you never would be able to see from a bird's eye view where you can see how everything in your life plays out. That is the beauty of being zoomed in. That is the beauty of the present moment. This work, right here and right now, is the work of your imagination, of envisioning the best version of yourself and working to become it. Allow your imagination to ignite something new within you. Allow it to take you on a journey that you never would have expected. So may today be the day that you trust that there is something to learn and create right here. Slow down, take a deep breath, and notice. Each of your senses has something to show you in this very moment. Imagine what could be. Allow yourself to make something up. It could be royal blue flowers. It could be shapes in the clouds in the sky that look like animals. Allow yourself to try something new. Imagine what you could become if you simply choose to believe. Start here. This life is yours to uncover. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you for the rest of the day. How can you allow your imagination to be a guiding friend today? What would happen if you spent the whole day without telling your imagination no? Thanks again for listening. And if you get a chance today, do you mind leaving a review on Apple Podcasts? Even if you're listening on Spotify or somewhere else, you can still leave a review, and this will greatly help with podcast visibility. I appreciate it so much, and thanks again for supporting The Morgan Harper Nichols Show.